Mustama was said over already, the vort, but I'll say it from this, I can say over Nachamol. There's the Bavusta Shaila, everyone knows, the Bavusta Beis Yosef, that asks why is there 8 days Chanukah, there should be 7 days Chanukah. What exactly was the Ness, and why was there 8 days? So Beis Yosef answers three Tirutzim. Because he answers three Tirutzim. He answers, one Tirutz is that he divided the oil into 8 parts. Another Tirutz was that the jug was refilled. Every day they saw the jug was refilled. Good, there's a kashiv who saw there was the 8th day. Kitzes nishta. The jug was refilled. That's a second Tirutz. And the third Tirutz is that the actual cups remained full. These are the three Tirutzim of the Beis Yosef. B'chlalus, l'chure, there's a difference. If you want to divide the three Tirutzim, you divide it in 2 parts. According to the first Tirutz, there was like a ribuy in the Eichos HaShemen. The Eichos HaShemen was Nisraba. The Shemen normally that would burn for an eighth of it burnt as much as 8 times as much would normally burn. That's B'pashtus. Masha'in Kein, according to the second way, it comes out that the Kamus HaShemen, the Eibishter made more Shemen. He made more Shemen. He made Shemen. So you do it on all these three shilas, the three tirutz in this kashas. There's a lot of kashas. And the first tirutz is very shver, because l'chur, there's a din, ten lo kemidosa, how'd they put it out in Semchon al Hanes? So there's a tirutz. The tirutz is that they saw that the Eibishter is being very meir ponim to them, they found the Pach HaShemen. So memela, so they were Semchon al Hanes. It's not an easy tirutz. It's not as the Mefarshim say, the Gedolei Mefarshim say. That's one Tirutz. Then on the second, it's two Tirutzim. L'chura, the Shaila is, there's two Shailas, first of all. One Shaila is that L'chura, it's Shemines. Yes, L'chura has to be Shemin Zayas, not Shemines. You have to light with Shemin Zayas. You have to light with Shemin that came from a Zayas. Here it's Shemin that didn't come from a Zayas, it came from a Ness. So on that the answer is, l'chura, that enachanami, but who says Shemen Zayis means it actually comes from a Zayis, as long as it has all the qualities of Shemen Zayis. The Eibishter could make all the qualities of Shemen Zayis, although it didn't actually come from a Zayis. Okay. But this another kasha is that l'chura b'chlali, n'alar b'mishtamish with ma'is anisim. To make a ness, to have a mitzvah being done through a ness is a whole shaila, the whole purpose of nisim, of mitzvahs. The Ayid came down into this world, we do mitzvahs, and we elevate the world. So you have to take the world, the Gashmizdika world, the Teva Elam, and use the world for the Eibishter. Here, you're going along and taking Shemines, and you're using the mitzvah. Shaila, if you're allowed to do a mitzvah with Sheminism, Stamazi, Der Chagalism. Teva is a Ness, but the Eibishter created a Teva, and for the Teva, you have to make...
If you burn less,
then there's not less. It's just the less you burn less, but the zayas there is the original zayas. It's also nature. 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 Chanukah comes after Yutas Kislev. Yutas Kislev is the bafraying of the Alter Rebbe from prison. When the Alter Rebbe was in prison, so he was in a prison, the prison was surrounded by a water. And occasionally, they would take the Alter Rebbe in a little boat, and they would bring him to be interrogated in a different place. One time he was going out, and he wanted, it was a Milavana, So Alter Rebbe was the whole time in prison, so obviously he couldn't be Mechazer Levana. So he saw Levana, he was sitting on the boat, he's outside, so he wanted to be Mechazer Levana. He's supposed to be Mechazer Levana Ma'umet, Al Kain Tzichon Le Meimer Ma'umet. And when you're standing, you also have to be, you should be Ruik, you should be able to have Kavana. So the Alter Rebbe asked the person that was the officer that was taking him to please stop the boat for a moment. He wants to stop and say a tefillah. So the person didn't want to stop. He didn't want to stop. So Bikitzer, he didn't want to stop. The boat stopped anyways. The boat stopped without him wanting to stop. And he realized the Alter Rebbe made it stop somehow or another or whatever. Because of the Alter Rebbe, it stopped. But the Alter Rebbe wasn't Mechadish Levon. He wasn't Mechadish Levon. And then he said, all right, let's go weiter. Then he started going a little weiter. And then again he asked him to stop. This time already he experienced the first experience. So this time he let him stop. He stopped. And the Alter Rebbe stood up and he was Mechadish Levon. So the question is, if he stopped already, so what did he have to start again and then ask him again to stop? He stopped already, so let him stand up. The answer is no, because the Alter Rebbe, even such an Indian, I'm saying such an Indian, which is only stopping the ship, the boat, in order to be Mechadish Levana with a Ruik ahead. Alter Rebbe wanted it to be done by Derech HaTeva. So the fact that because of what he did earlier is why the Goy stopped it, that's a separate thing. That's not. But Lepel, he wanted it to stop by Derech HaTeva. So, Bekitzer, there's kashas on all the three in Yonim. The way the Beis Yosef says that Lechura is very shmer. And the Shaila is not a bigger Shaila. Lechura, the Shaila is a Tifra Shaila. What was the reason? No, the emesis that the Yidden could have had been madlig demeneira with Shem and Tomei. He didn't really have to have Shem and Torah. Tum is either Hutra Betzibur, Tchuyah Betzibur. He could have had Shem and Tomei. Huh? Oh, they want Elamai, Mitzad the Chiba of Yidden, that it should be Be'ifen Mehuder. So they had this nest. This nest was made in order that they should have an extra special. In other words, not they should have a knife from the Eved, they should have an extra special. So the kasha is, if the whole purpose of the nest is that things should be extra special, so the pale mamish, what's happening is that there's a lot of kashas on what happened. And there's a lot of tirutzim. And the tirutzim are shivere tirutzim. So good, there is a teretz. Is that called the extra special? In other words, l'chura, tumma is hutra b'tziva, that's Allah, and the shavah seklar. All these ways you're saying, this happened, that happened, l'chura, even if you're going to have the terutzim, but you had a kasha and you had a teretz, and l'chura, you need a nes in order to have a kasha and then a teretz, l'chura, let's have it without a nes, and on a kasha, on a teretz, and it'll be a shem and tummy. L'chura, the purpose of the shem and tor was in order that things should be mahadr mona mahadr. Should be ba'if and achitev. So how could it be ba'if and achitev with a kasha, tabshveret yirutzim? That's l'chura a kasha. And also, there's another issue over here. But this is what you're doing. What's the difference between the second teretz and the third teretz? What's the second teretz and the third teretz? The second teretz was the jug got refilled. And the third teretz is that the cup got refilled. L'mayin of Kimina, this got refilled. So p'svei terutzim. So I just say over a word that the Rebbe once said, the Rebbe Zecherinu Levracha said, a word, it's a word that gives us an insight into the ness of Chanukah. The Pashtus HaDvarim is that oil burns, it makes fire. Through oil you have fire. How does it make fire? Through the fact that the oil is consumed. And that's how the fire is being made. Maybe that's what you were saying before, Yossi. But the ness, what happened over here, according to the first way, they put in only an eighth of the oil. Okay. According to the second way, it was refilled. The jug was refilled. According to the third way, the third teretz of the Beis Yosef, is not only the question is, was the jug refilled, or was the cup refilled? Pshat is azay. There's a musik called, we find, that there was a fire by the sneh. There was a fire, vasneh inenu ukal. There's a musik of a fire that doesn't consume, vasneh inenu ukal. There was a fire, ishman ashamayim. And the fire wasn't consuming the sneh. That's one madrig of a fire. That's a fire, which if that would be the fire, so you wouldn't have been Yetzer the Mitzvah. Obviously, you can't be Yetzer the Mitzvah with a fire that's not coming from the oil. It has to be a fire that's coming from the oil. Good. But on the other hand, the shaila is, could there be Metzias here? Now, this is the question. This is like a... Could there be a Metzias where, on one hand, the fire is coming from the oil, and on the other hand, the oil is not being consumed? In other words, which is l'chura stira minei ubeit. It's b'mezokta as an oxymoron. That l'chura, if the fire is coming from the oil, by definition it means that the fire is being consumed by the oil. That's taichet, it's coming from the oil. And on the other hand, if the oil is not being consumed, so in other words, the fire is not coming from the oil. So it's other. How could that be? And that's the chiddush of the third teretz. Now, according to the first teretz, there was nitesiv bekamus, be'echus, I mean, that the oil, an eighth of the oil was able to burn, it had the strength to be able to burn as much as, eight times as much, a whole cup. According to the second teretz, there was added oil. According to the third teretz, it's not pshat, it was added oil, instead of being added oil in the jug, it was added oil in the cup. According to the third teretz, the cup didn't burn out. What shad didn't burn out? On one hand, the oil burned from the oil. The fire came from the oil. And on the other hand, the oil didn't burn out, which is b'emes astira minei obey. Because fire coming from the oil, by definition, means that the oil is going into the fire. And on the other hand, the oil remaining, it means that the oil didn't go into the fire. So what happened? So the answer is, we know that a nes could happen in a way that we don't have an answer what happened. What's that, what happened? And we mentioned this many times, there's a nes called Makim Arun Einim and Amida. Makim Arun Einim and Amida, which means that the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedesh HaKadosh measured 20 amas wide, and the Arun had a dimension of 2 amasayim v'chetzi arke. And it was standing in the midst of the Kedesh HaKadosh. And nevertheless, so on each side there was still 10 amas. How could that be? I mean, it can't be. You know, you could have beyond Mokim, you could have Mokim, but how could you have beyond Mokim in Mokim? The Chiddush, that's the Chiddush, that he's Nimna HaNimnois, which means there's no impossibilities Legabe the Eibishter. Even something which in our world doesn't make any sense, like the Ratz HaRashba, the Satshuvas HaRashba talks about it. That he says about a pill of the Kupa de Machta, that the Eibishter could take a pill and bring it into the Kupa de Machta. L'chura, I mean, how could that be? Either the Kupa de Machta has to become bigger, or the pill has to become smaller. No. The pill will remain a pill, and the Kupa de Machta will remain a Kupa de Machta, and Elam Hazah will remain Elam Hazah, and the Hagbolus of Elam Hazah will remain Hagbolus of Elam Hazah. And nevertheless, the Eibishter has no Hagbolus. There's no Hagbolus. Even things which don't... It's not only the Eibishter create things. It knows there's no rules. There's no rules, period. There's no rules. So the male, according to the third shita, that was the chiddush. That was the chiddush of the nes. The chiddush of the nes was that it was not stam nes. No, there could have been other nisim throughout history, where Moshel by Sarah, by Rivka, that the ner was dolik out of Shabbos, that lit for this. There are other stories where that things lit. Beifanisi. Up over there, there's no hechrich to say that there was a nes which is bepchinas nimna nimnois. It was a nes. Either the oil was added, the oil had more strength, whatever the oil, it was. Avada was a nes, but it didn't have to be a nes that goes completely beyond any levels of nature. Mashenken over here, the chiddush of this nes was that the nes went. In other words, the nes bechlal defied any rules. And why was it there such a, why did we need such a nes? Because that was connected to the whole concept of Hanukkah, which the concept of Hanukkah is that they found this pach echot chosum b'chisom mishal kein godl. They found this jug of oil that was chosum b'chisom mishal kein godl, which in the Chassidish Svarim is explained as a very high madrega of connection to Alikus. Maybe we'll discuss it a little bit. And that, from that jug, that's chosim b'chisom mishal kein godl, naseh b'nes. And v'idliku b'shmein enedus. And those, with that nes, and so the oil was regular oil, tiviyistic oil. There was a nes that the oil that was tivi is dika oil and was making fire didn't burn out. So mimela, the oil that remained tomorrow was regular oil. There was no nes in the oil. There was a zaitikanes. It was a zaitikanes. You're asking another kasha. I don't have an answer to that kasha. You're asking how could that be? L'chura atavas haneiros. You're asking. I don't have an answer. So that's a good mood. That's like lay a light l'noschach. I mean, that's a good mood. That kasha. This stamakash. The stamakash on the third shot. Okay. Could be the musik. I mean, I'll answer you if you want. I'll answer you that the musik about Tovas HaNeiris is only by Shiori HaShemah, but there was no Shiori HaShemah. It was full mamish. It was the mitzvah nisht ongerit.
They need to light a nochel every night. They need to light a nochel.
They litter a nochel.
So they have to clean it out and then light the nochel.
I understand, but they clean it out only when it was partially consumed and it was only left over. There was nothing left over. Nothing was consumed. Sigivan frish. So on one hand it came from the fire, and on the other hand it was frish. Okay, faker, this fire amphors it. This fire amphors a little bit. If it's shiori, it's not shiori. A little bit of fire amphors. Okay. So, good. It's the razay. Everyone, the sugi of my chana, can I just say over a little bit? So your dua that there was the nest of the natives. And there's the ness of the milchom. The ness of milchom. You learn the Gemara. You read the Gemara. Just say, my Hanukkah. So the Gemara says, the Tanur Rabbanon, the Chofi B'Kislev, Yemid the Hanukkah T'manin. And the Gemara says, what it is? Le'il Mispid Bein, Le'il Sanis Bein. And he says the whole thing, Nichnus Yivonim Lehechol, tells you the whole story. L'shana cheres kovum v'osum yomim tevim b'hal v'hidom. That's the story. That's what my Hanukkah. So Rashi teaches my Hanukkah al eze nes kavua. What was al eze nes kavua? What was the kvius of Hanukkah? And bepashto, so comes out from the Gemara according to Rashi that the kvius hanes was only on the Pach Hashem. That's the pashto sadvar. That's the pashto sadvar. That it was only mitzad the Pach Hashem. And then he says, V'osum yom tevim b'halu veido. So Rashi says, just an interesting Rashi. Rashi says, V'osum yom tevim b'halu veido, leisha asurim b'mulacha. What's that? V'osum yom tevim b'halu veido, leisha asurim b'mulacha. Shelenikbu elo, likreis halul, v'leimer alanisim behido. So in Santa Rashi. That it gives us a different type of stomach. This Rashi tells us a different der her in the Va'alanisim that we say. Normally we think to ourselves that Lamashal, the Pashtos Hadvarim, when a person Lamashal comes Yontif, you say Alvi Yovi. And Yontif, you say Alvi Yovi. You say Alvi Yovi in davening, you say Alvi Yovi in benching. It's a ches. On Yontif, there's a special din. No, there's Yontif is Yontif. But on Yontif, you're supposed to say Alvi Yovi. So the Chura on Chanukah. So they also kiveya that during davening you should say alanisim, during benching you should say alanisim. No, it's not like that. It comes out that the gather of the yontif. I'm just saying in Rashi it comes out the gather of the yontif. That's the gather of the yontif. Kovum likris halu v'leim alanisim beido. Notice if you miss alanisim, it's agam. You don't say over shmei nesri. Abulapel, you missed the psayinikri. It's like it's you missed an inyanikri. In other words, you missed. The kavum was to say alan halal v'leimer alan nisim beido. Later on, the Gemara daf chav dalid, the Gemara asks a shaila: whether do we need ma'ol lahaske shel Chanukah bebriches amoz? The Gemara declares: kiven midrabonu leimat kirin idilmu mishum persumi nisim matkirinu. The Gemara declares: if you masker alan nisim briches amoz, so Rashi says the briches amoz betfilup shitalon. So in other words, the whole gather of Yontif is like a meaning of Lahal Vedo. This is the Alanisim that we say during davening is like part of the kvias of the Yontif. Atchidikach Asudo, the Rab Shlomo Kluger, he writes, like he says Psachidush, a very big chiddush lalacha. He taines that the ikar chiv of halal of Chanukah is gar the halal and the hidoch, And therefore, if a person has an option, I mean, this is a big chiddush. If a person has an option to go, and halos the chatchil should be with a minion, the seder of halos the chur a minion, the chazan says halaluk, the gan says seder, like it says the Mishnah. You have to say how you say halal. So the question is, if you have an option, one place you have a halal with a minion, it's b'chiddush, she says. If you have one place with a halal with a minion, and the other place you have an option to light Chanukah licht, better to go to a place where they go halal rather than to go Chanukah licht, because the ikar, according to Rashi, I'll call upon him. According to Rashi, because the ikar is halal veido, the ikar is halal veido. It's psadin and halal. The ikar is halal veido. An interesting thing is just a point of interest that there is a ma'isazeh. There is. We know that in the Mishnah in Sukkah, Mishnah in Sukkah it says the seder how the kriyas halal is. Seder of kriyas halal. So there's a difference between a man. A godl that's being makri sahal, or an isha which is makri sahal. By isha keri sahal, she says, "Misha ye ever the isha ikot makri say, ena achreya masha hinemim. The tovi meira, abim ha ye godl makri say is ena achrav haluluka." So the Seder Advarim was that they would say, we don't have the Seder, but they would say Halleluka, and everyone would say Halleluka, and they would say Hallelu Avdei Hashem, and they would say Halleluka. That's how they would say the Seder. That was the Seder of Hal. That was the union of Kriyas Hal. And from the Mishnah's Klar, that a woman is Potter from Kriyas Hal. What? What did I say, Potter? A woman is Ptura from Kriyas Hal. Good, we say that. She's Ptura from Kriyas Hal. Toif. Now, Tesus asks, Tesus points out, Mashma Mikan, Tesus in Sukkah Daf Lamed Ches, Mashma Mikan, the Isha Ptura Mahal, the Sukkis, the Chen Da Tzeres, that a woman is Potter from Hal. The Taima, Mishum the Mitzvah Shazman Grami. Zachi of Halal is a mitzvah with the Rabbanon. So even though it's only a mitzvah with the Rabbanon, so Tesu says in Brachas, that even a mitzvah with the Rabbanon is also a mitzvah saseh shazman gram, a women apart. Fine. Then Tesu says, Afal gav, the Bahalal, the Leili psochim, mashma ba'arvi psochim, the mechayvi bidalot cases. Women are the mechuyiv in dalot cases, umistam the tikna dalot cases, alikadei lemer aleim halal, vagoda. Tesis says that Bizlachura, you have to see the lashon of Tesis, but Tesis says if they're chayiv in dalet cases, they're obviously chayiv in halal as well. So he says, shiny halal the Pesach. Halal the Pesach is different. The al hanesbo. The halal of Pesach comes al hanes. Va'af heino yubesi hanes. Avul kan le al hanes omr. So Lachura, what's Tesis saying? That there's two dinim in halal. There's the din of halal, which you say, Beleil Pesach, it's a different gathering halal. It's a halal al hanes. It's a halal al hanes. It's a halal. Some people say it's like a gather of shira. It's not halal, it's shira. And Mimela, therefore, Lemoshel, you don't make a brach on that halal. You don't make a brach on that halal. Because it's shira. Masha'inkein, that's Mesudah Maral. The Maral says, why don't you say the bracha on the Leil halal of Leila Pesach, says, "Val eps zingzach zingzach." What says you make a bracha on the zingen? But that's a zingen. So that's a zingen. In other words, it's possible you can make a bracha on the shir. Because a bracha on the shir. So that's a zingen. Because a ma'isa. So that's that word. So the Leila Pesach is different. That's different. L'chura, that's different. Now, ver the shaila is brought down. What about Chanukah? Are women mechuyev in halal the Chanukah? So there's a Gemara in Erchin. The Gemara says over there that there's Yud Ches Yomim that Keren is halal, and the Gemara starts clearing why. So Chveis, why don't they say halal on Shabbos? Because Shabbos is Le'ikri Meid. Why don't they say halal? It's not. it has to be ikimeid, and it has to be shiny bekorban niseyim. All kinds of dinim. The Gemara asks why that in order to have chiyuv halal, it has to have ikimeid, and it has to be changed bekorban niseyim. That's why on Sukkot every day you say halal, on Pesach you don't say every day halal. And Klayson, and what Gemara asks on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur, b'kitzur. Then the Gemara asks, what about Hanukkah? Hanukkah got garnished. Does not, it's not ikrimeid, and it's not, it has to be ikrimeid, so it has to be shiny bekorban niseyim. That's where Rosh Chodesh, we don't say halal. This is the mikra de dina. It's only a minute to say halal on Rosh Chodesh. That's why. So why do we say Hanukkah? So on that, the Gemara answers, Mishum Nisa. That the halal on Hanukkah is Mishum Nisa. So l'chura, the Pashta Gemara sounds like it's a different type of halal. Whereas there's a chi of halal, a kriyas halal, mitzad yontif, when it's ikri meyed, and there's a shilim korban niseyim, there's a chi of halal. Masha'in kein, when it comes Hanukkah, it's not ikri meyed, and there's no korbanis. So why are we saying halal? So he says over there, mishum nisa, it's a psanu din, mishum nisa. If mishum nisa, reba zei demant mizabder teisvis, teis over here says that women say the halal of Leil Pesach, because the halal of Leil Pesach is not a din in Kriyas halal, it's a psanu din mishum nes. You say alanes. No, if you say alanes the Leil Pesach, say bazei. So some people want to say the Tzlechemet brings from Bin Yishleima, when others say Teres Rifoil, I think says that they want to say the women are taka mechuyev in the halal of Hanukkah because it's mishum nes. The problem is that if you're going to say that the halal of Hanukkah is a different type of halal than the chi of halal of all the rest of the halals, so it'll be a new din l'chura. First of all, it's a shayla and the bracha. L'chura, we see from here, bepashtos, that the night of Pesach, you don't make a bracha. You don't make a bracha on that halal. So it's a different type of halal. It's a halal on anes. It's a different type of halal. It's a different type of halal. And al derech zeh lechura d'shbiyah din that a woman can be mitzi a man. There's this din that hoye isha that mishnah that misha you ever the isha yikot makreisa. So you have to ein echrei mashein emrim. So b'med varim amurim because the isha is not mechuyeves. Mashein kein. If you're going to tell me that the isha is mechuyev in the halal of Hanukkah, it's going to come at a chidush dikadin. If you open a Rambam, the pashtus advarim, the Rambam brings down this din, the whole din of hilch of halal. The Rambam brings down Hilchus Chanukah, Derech Agav. The whole din of Halal. The Rambam brings in Hilchus Chanukah, which is also a raya. That if the whole din of Halal of Chanukah is different than the Halal of the other Halal, so why does the Rambam bring the din of Halal in Hilchus Chanukah? And behemshah to Hilchus Chanukah, the din of Halal, the Rambam says, this din, that Misha Yisha Evid Makrinei says, so you have to say, Einachrim, because they can't be Meitzi. So the male is Muchach L'chura, not like that. L'chura is Muchach. That the chi of halal is a chi of a regular chi of halal. I lechura we're saying it's al anes. So lechura I'm just saying I'm just this ahar that in Rashi it comes out that they made it a yontif and the gather of the yontif is that you have to say halal. It's not sure you're saying it al anes. Mishum nisa they made it a yontif. That's the Pashura. Mishum Nisa, they made it a Yontif. In Vazba state, the Din Yontif. The Din Yontif is that you have to say halal, you have to say halal. No, the Nes is, the Yontif was Mishum Nisa. The Yontif was Mishum Nisa. It's not the halal was Mishum Nisa. The Yontif was Mishum Nisa. They made a Yontif, Mishum Nisa, and in Vazba state, the Yontif. The whole din of the Yontif is that you're supposed to say halal veido, according to Rashi. You have to say halal veido. That's the whole din of the Yontif. The Chura comes out from Rashi. The whole din of the yontif is you should say halal veido. Meila lefiza is fashtandik that the halal of there is the same halal, it's a regular halal. Fakert, the marshal zok there's a vort. We say right before we say halal the night of Pesach, we say bechol der v'der chay v'adam lidis is atz mekilu hu yotz mitzrayim leficha chanach mechayom lehidis, and meila we say and then we say halal. So pshat is to say the din regular din halal is you say halal only by yain. The Mishnah says in Megillah you say halal only by yain, not by laila. So why are we saying halal by laila the night of Pesach? The answer is because we're not saying halal din kriyas halal. We're saying din halal al din of heidah of shir al anes. It's a different gather. When a person had the nes, so pastor say you're saying shir al anes. If you don't have the nes, so you're saying shir al anes. Lechur it's a gather of halal. So the tenet is no. Bechol derved chayv ad liris atzmi kilu hu atzmi yotzim mitzrayim. If who atzmi yotzim mitzrayim, so becomes a din of lefich hanach nechayom lehedus. No, if there's a lefich hanach nechayom lehedus, so memela. So we say halal. So the halal that we're saying is bepchinas lefich hanach nechayom lehedus, and that's what Teisus is talking about in Sukkah. Mashein came the halal of Chanukah. So although the Chanukah was nistakan al anes, but the gather of the takana was that it should be at this. That's lechura shitas Rashi. That's what shitas Rashi. However, Shitas HaRambam, I'm just saying, point, have you do it, that a Rambam is lechura differently. And Rambam is clear, pretty clear, that the Rambam starts off Hilchas Chanukah. Hilchas Megillah and Hilchas Chanukah go together by the Rambam. So the Hilchas Chanukah begins with a Peri Gimel. That's how Hilchas Chanukah begins. Because the first two prokem are Hilchas Megillah and Chanukah. Pashtas, two dinam of the Rabbonim. So it says azoy, the Rambam in Omfang Hilchas Chanukah says azoy, Bebayish Sheni, Kshemolchu Yovam, Gozru Gzeres al Yisroel, Ubitlu Dosam, V'leinichu Esam Lasik B'teiro Mitzvahs. He says what's happening. Poshti Yodin Bameinam, V'tzarlam, Yisroel Meit. And then it says, Ad Sherichim Aleim Alekei Aviseim, Aviseinu, Veishiyam Yodam Vitzilam, Vigovru Bnei Hashmonoi Akenem Agdelum Vahorgum Veishiyu Yisroel Miyodam, Veimidu Melech Menaken Vechozer Malchus Yisroel Yesra Al Mosayim Shon Adachur Menashem. So the Rambam discusses in the first halacha in Hilchas Chanukah the wars, that there was Lachatzum Lachatz Godel, and that there was a war, Richem Aleyem Vitzilum Vigovru Bnei Hashmonoi, the war. And then it says, "Kshegavri Yisrael aliveim veibdum v'chamisha ase bechidish kislev hoya, and v'nichnasu lehechol v'leimatzu shemen tor b'migdash, elapach echot v'lehoye be'lahadik aliyem echot b'vad v'edliku b'mimenu neiris amarach shmeini yom." So that's the second halach. And then the Rabbim says, "Umipnei ze." So what's umipnei ze? Pashas is going on everything. Umipnei ze, the hamshach. Hiskino chachom shbeis ador sheyiu shmeinas hayom moelu shetchilosin mileil chamisha v'esim kislev yemei simcha v'hal. They should be yemei simcha v'hal. That was the takon. It should be yemei simcha v'hal. So the Rambam adds the word simcha. The word simcha. So chiyudua that's bavus l'shaila. If the seudis that we eat that are eaten on Chanukah, are they Seudas Mitzvah or Seudas Rishus? So the Mechaber Grada, the Mechaber writes, Mechaber which would normally make the Shittas HaRambam, he writes that they are Seudas Rishus. And the Ramah writes, is native, that they're Seudas Mitzvah. Bashas Advorim, the Shailas, Machlekes HaRishenim, was there a Kvias L'Simcha? Was there a Kvias L'Simcha? Or is there only a Kvias L'Hal? With a Kriyas Lal. So the Pashas from Rashi says, my Chanukah, Mipnei, my Kovum. So Rashi says the Kriyas was only, there was no Yontiv of Isra Malacha. It doesn't say it's a Yontiv Mitzat Simcha. There's only a Yontiv of Hal Veido. Masha'inke in the Rambam says, Mipnei Zeh is Kinu. So the Chura, what's Taish my Chanukah over there? So the Chura, the Pashas Pshat in the Rambam is Azeh. That the fact that there's a Simcha for the war, that's obvious. That Mar doesn't have to guess my Chanukah. That's, we have a precedence. We have Megillah and Purim. We know that when there was a war and we were victorious in the war, they were Keveya and Yin of Simcha. But the question is, why is there 8 days of Chanukah? What's this idea of 8 days of Chanukah? My Chanukah? What's this 8 days of Chanukah? So on that, the Gemara goes and explains the Hamshech of Kshenichnasu Yevonim Lehechel, and they were Timu Kol Hashmanim. So it becomes, so Memelos, the Ram said, they were Metzakim, Yemei Simcha Bahal, Umadlikim Baneiris, Al Piska Abatim. The question is only, I mean, we don't really have much time over here, but the question is, Lechura, if the Simcha is Mitzad, the Nitzach Namulcham, And the hemshech of the 8 days is mitzad the neiris. So women are doch mechuyev neiris. Why? Kafei moyu beisi anes. Lechuri, which eisi anes were they? They were based on nes of the melchama. So the male is muchach that the melchama and the nes go, and the nes Hashem go together. It's not, we don't have time for it, but the Nekudas Advarim is that the Melchama with the Yevonim was a Melchama Ruchni. It wasn't a Melchama, only a Melchama Gashmi. The Yevonim were Timu Kol Hashman Shebeichel. They weren't so much interested, like the Mishnah Berurah brings in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah. They weren't so interested against the goof of the Yidden. They were more interested against the Neshama. So mainly the Melchama and the Neiris were one Hemshech, or it's another smoke. And Memelis, it comes out that the Hemshech of the Nitzach and Amulchama expressed itself in the Ness of the Neiris.